Lakers handle business against the Memphis Grizzlies, 108-94 the final score. Lakers now 5-2 on the season. The Grizz dropped to 2-4. That's three straight wins for the Lakers on the road after dropping the game here at Staples Center against the Portland Trailblazers a few nights ago or so. Lakers do it with really their defense. The last three quarters for the Lakers just kind of highlights. Memphis put up 36 points in the first quarter on the Lakers. Lakers were down 11. And you knew they were going to cool down at some point. But defensively for the Lakers, they give up 18 points in the second quarter. They give up 21 points in the third quarter. And they give up 19 points in the fourth quarter. So it obviously shows right there. If the Lakers, listen, we've talked about this and we will continue to talk about it. If the Lakers play defense, if that is kind of the name of the game, and this kind of falls along a similar theme of last season as well, they're going to win a lot of games. I mean, offensively, we know the firepower that the Lakers have, and Memphis is not a good team, so this isn't a shocker or anything like that. This isn't a powerhouse in the Western Conference. No, it's not. Memphis got a bright future. They're a team that will be in a good position down the road. No Jaren Jackson Jr. tonight. No Ja Morant tonight. No Justice Winslow tonight. So they really don't have much of a chance against the Lakers. But if you're the Lakers, all you could do is just play the teams that are in front of you, play the teams that are on your schedule, and try to take care of business. And they got another game coming up against Memphis on Tuesday. So the idea and the concept here is the Lakers go 4-0 on this road trip before they return back to play the San Antonio Spurs this upcoming Thursday. Looking at some of the team stats, you know, it was nice to see Lakers. I mentioned defensively how much better the Lakers were. They give up for Memphis. Memphis shoots 41% from the field, just 27% from the three-point line. Memphis only gets to the free throw line eight times compared to the Lakers, 19 attempts at the free throw line. So Lakers obviously more aggressive, really doing more work down low. And then one of the stats that I'm sure every Laker fan loves to see here, only 10 turnovers for the Lakers tonight. Just 10 turnovers. They had 13 in the last game against the San Antonio Spurs, and four of those came in the second half. So it just shows the last six quarters for the Lakers, they've been incredibly disciplined, have not been careless with the ball. So only 10 turnovers. You're going to win a lot of games if that's how you're controlling the ball, and the Lakers certainly made that happen tonight. 9 steals for the Lakers. 5 block shots for the Lakers. So really from a team perspective, like I mentioned, from the second quarter on, the Lakers defense was stepping up, and that really gets them the win. And going into the fourth quarter, it was still a close game, incredibly close. So for the Lakers, they outscore the Memphis Grizzlies 31-19 in that fourth quarter. So they outscore them by 12. They only had a 2-point lead coming into the fourth, and then Lakers take over from there and obviously handle business. Couple guys that I want to point out real quick, and I think this is one of the great assets that the Lakers are going to have all season long. The bench came through for the Lakers tonight. And, you know, Kyle Kuzma jumped in place of KCP. So Kuz came into the starting lineup. I think really in that first quarter he had 9 points, something along those lines. So he started contributing right out the gate. Kuz only ended up with 11. But the beauty as you watch the Lakers bench is seeing a guy like Montrezl Harrell and Wesley Matthews combine for 30 points tonight. You know, when your bench guys come in, Montrezl Harrell 16-9 along with 2 steals, and then Wesley Matthews 5-7 from the field, 4-6 from the 3-point line. 2 of the last 3 games for Wesley Matthews, he had 18 points a couple nights ago. 6-for-6 from the 3-point line. That was the first game against the San Antonio Spurs. And then this game against the Memphis Grizzlies comes back 4-of-6 from the 3-point line, 14 points. And I mentioned those 2 steals. So 30 points just from those 2 players off the bench. Taylen Horan-Tucker contributed 2 off the bench. He had 7 points along with 2 assists and 6 rebounds. So you love to see that from the bench. And then, you know, as far as the starters go, Anthony Davis struggled from the field tonight, 6-of-15 from the field, 3 steals and 3 block shots, 17 points and 9 rebounds. So even though he struggled from the field, 3 steals, 3 block shots. For LeBron James, flirting with a triple-double again, 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists. I feel like every post-game show, that's all I end up talking about is LeBron James just having another great night. And then Dennis Schroeder with 11 points and 5 assists. So you really like to see it from some of these other players other than LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they certainly made it happen. When we come back, the game changer of the night, Lakers over the Grizzlies, 108-94. This is the Lakers Locker Room on the ESPN LA Lakers Radio Network.
Don't miss Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa.
All the latest news surrounding the purple and gold.
I want to welcome in Kyle Kuzma. You see this roster. You see, obviously, coming off a championship. What are your thoughts on going back-to-back and this team trying to hang another banner up at Staples Center?
Yeah, man. No, I think we have a great opportunity upon ourselves. This offseason, the organization has done a great job of keeping certain core guys and then also adding to it. And for us, you know, we got younger. The biggest thing is just, you know, getting everybody on the same page. And obviously, sacrifices is always going to be the main thing when you're talking about winning championships. But, you know, we got a lot of time. You know, we always like to say the regular season is all about rehearsal, all rehearsal for the big dance, which is the playoffs. So, you know, we got 72 games to figure it out.
It's Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa.
Monday at 7 p.m. World champion Los Angeles Lakers basketball.
Anthony Davis got a chip in his first year here.
The Lakers conquer the bubble.
And now AD is back for more.
Shoot that three, AD. He does. It's good. Anthony Davis with the dagger.
Join Anthony Davis and the Lake Show
as they make the run for the repeat.
Tuesday, Lakers and Grizzlies square off again.
Coverage starts at 4:45 p.m.
Wesley Matthews signed with the Lakers this offseason as a free agent. He has Lakers in his blood. His father, Wes Matthews, won two NBA championships with the Lakers back in the 80s. The Lakers are Matthews' seventh team that he has played for in the league. He went undrafted in the 2009 NBA draft, but after attending Summer League, the Utah Jazz signed him to a one-year deal. After that season was up, Matthews signed a five-year deal with the Portland Trail Blazers. He tore his Achilles in the final year of this contract and was ruled out for the rest of the season. He then went on to sign a four-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks. Before signing with the Lakers, he made quick stops in New York, Indiana, and Milwaukee.
Hi, this is Anthony Davis of your Los Angeles Lakers.
Hi, it's LeBron.
The world champion Lakers play here.
The ESPN LA World Champion Lakers Radio Network.
It's AD. The Lakers play here. This is your home for Lakers basketball.
It's Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa.
Monday nights at 7 p.m.
The brand new shooting guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, a veteran in the NBA, Wesley Matthews. What did you think of last season when it was all said and done and you saw that the Lakers and the Heat go six games, Lakers prevail, LeBron, Anthony Davis? How do you kind of round up the way last season played out, and how do you view the Lakers when it was all said and done being the champion?
You look at what the Lakers did, you look at what the Heat did, making it to the finals, the Lakers obviously prevailing. You know, they won the weight. You know, they were the last team standing. They got the most comfortable in an uncomfortable scenario and situation down there in the bubble. Their health, their obviously having LeBron and AD helps everything. But they came together as a team and they didn't let anything take them off of their path, off of their goal. You know, that's why, in my opinion, that's why they were victorious.
Don't miss Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa.
Monday at 7 p.m. on the ESPN app or anytime wherever you get your podcast.
The Lakers Locker Room Report.
The ESPN LA World Champion Lakers Radio Network. Your home for Lakers basketball.
It's time for tonight's game changer.
One-on-one, he dunked it!
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change.
Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and slam dunk coupons to save towards your next service. Now, here's Alan Sliwa.
Here is LeBron dribbling. At the top of the key with the game tied at 75, he's got 10 to shoot. LeBron bounced pass to Harrell. Harrell dribbles, gets it in front of the rim, throws up a runner. Good. Montrezl Harrell's having a big game for the Lakers. He's got 16 points.
Lakers over the Grizzlies, 108-94. The game changer of the night is powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for a location near you. I got to give it to Montrezl Harrell. I know Laker fans out there driving around saying, Alan, what are you talking about? LeBron almost had a triple-double. Anthony Davis, three steals, three block shots. There are a lot of guys that perform well, and you heard Michael Thompson and John Ireland talking about it, how this one was kind of tough to figure out, but love Montrezl Harrell's energy off the bench, the 16 points, the 9 rebounds. There were plenty of moments in this game where the Lakers looked like they were sleepwalking, and part of that has to do with the competition. I mean, not going to lie here. Let's kind of call it what it is. This is a Memphis Grizzlies team that is 2-4 on the season after the loss. Their big players, their young stars, are not playing in this game. And I thought Montrezl Harrell came in 21 minutes off the bench, 7 of 11 from the field, gave the Lakers the proper energy in just kind of getting through this game and helping improve the Lakers' record to 5-2. Let's hear from Montrezl Harrell. This is courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, Montrezl Harrell with Mike Trudell.
For the Lakers, and you really got things going, end up a plus 12, second only to LeBron. How important was that energy and just making sure that flow got going the right way for you guys?
It was really just coming out, playing the right way, man. My team, looks at me for energy and, to pick things up when, guys are kind of, not in the, right groove or flow of offense or defense, man. So, I just come in trying to do anything I can and basically everything I can, man, to keep the ball alive on the offense end and, just limit them to one shot on defense end. And my teammates do a great job of feeding off them.
Hey, what's your early season reflection now of being a Laker, of melding with your new teammates and just how you see things playing out on the floor so far, Montrezl?
It's still a long process, man. We take it one game at a time. I take it one game at a time, man. I try not to put too much on myself, try to overthink things, man. I'm on the floor with a lot of great players, as I've been, all my career, man. So it's just trying to make the game as simple as possible for those guys. And, hopefully I'll reap the rewards off of it, man. I came in this game just working hard and just working my tail off, man. It's the same thing I'm doing now.
Lakers handle the Memphis Grizzlies 108-94. The final score: Lakers now 5-2 on the season. So gotta keep improving that record. Yesterday I was going through the NBA standings. Got some teams in front of us in the Western Conference, but Lakers definitely took care of business tonight in those final three quarters. Lockdown defense from the Lakers, kind of a combination of lockdown defense and not really that many bodies available for the Memphis Grizzlies. No Ja Morant, no Jaren Jackson Jr. No Justice Winslow, just to name off a few of the names that were not available for the Grizzlies. For the Lakers, no Alex Caruso and no KCP. So for the Lake Show, they were certainly trying to find ways to make sure that they don't let a game like this slip. Probably not ideal that you still had Anthony Davis and LeBron James play 32 minutes each. Lakers built a 10-point lead at one point in the fourth quarter, but then had to bring back LeBron James as the lead was cut down to 5. And I'm sure, I'm definitely sure for head coach Frank Vogel, that's not ideal, but you want to walk away with these wins, and that's all that really matters. It was the same thing against the San Antonio Spurs when the Lakers played on Friday night. It wasn't a perfect game. I do think the fact that the Lakers, these last two games, have really, really controlled their turnovers. 13 turnovers against the Spurs on Friday, just 10 turnovers tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. So from that perspective, that's clean basketball. It's not perfect, and when your competition, when you start facing some of the better competition in the Western Conference, it is going to be a lot different as we kind of progress through the season. But for now, you got a ton of games where you could take advantage of your schedule. I continue to mention this, and I'll continue to mention it, that if you look at the Lakers' schedule right now, they got another game coming up against Memphis on Tuesday. Again, the same injuries that were there, we'll certainly know Ja Morant. We'll see on some of the other players. Then you got another home game against the Spurs. You just took two games in San Antonio, so what makes you think anything's going to change by the time you play the Spurs on Thursday? And then the Chicago Bulls on Friday, not a good team. So the reason why I mention it is the Lakers are 5-2 right now. There's no reason why we're not sitting here Friday night doing the postgame show and the Lakers are 8-2, that they have got off to a start where they have one of the best records in the NBA. And part of that will have to do with the fact is, yes, the Lakers got an incredible amount of talent. LeBron James and Anthony Davis are on this roster. But part of it is also going to include that the schedule is favorable to start the season. I mean, even after those games, after the Spurs and the Bulls I'm talking about, after that, I'll list out the next five games for the Lakers. Two on the road against Houston, one on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder, home against the Pelicans, home against the Golden State Warriors. Before then, you go on this East Coast road trip, which is going to be a tough road trip. Lakers are going to have, I think, six games total that are going to be pretty tough games that include the Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Boston Celtics. You're going to have some tough games. But the Lakers have to take advantage of this, you know, early on, this very favorable schedule. And tonight they did. They gave up only 19 points. They gave up only 40 points in the second half. 58 points in the final three quarters. So just kind of showed the Lakers paid more attention on the defensive side. And then anytime you're going to get a guy like Montrezl Harrell coming in, 16 points and 9 rebounds, Wesley Matthews going 5-7 from the field and hitting 4 threes with 14 points, each of those guys with 2 steals on the defensive side, anytime you get that kind of help off the bench, Lakers 40 points off the bench between Talen Horton-Tucker, McKinney, Wesley Matthews, and Montrezl Harrell, you're going to win a lot of games. And that certainly was a key part to the Lakers accomplishing what they did. Marc Gasol played 10 and a half seasons with the Memphis Grizzlies. I remember the grit and grind days where it was Mike Conley Jr., Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, a part of that team, Tony Allen. This is the first time he's been back in Memphis. Let's go to Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol in the night, 7 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, and a steal. Here's Marc Gasol on his return to Memphis and the Lakers' 14-point win over the Memphis Grizzlies.
I know you joined Mike before the game, talking about the emotions, of course, being back in a place that's so familiar and near and dear to your heart. I was just curious, once the game started, obviously the recognition from the organization to you, what that all meant as it all played out.
It meant a lot. Obviously, you're missing a huge part of all this, which is the fans and the people that, from Memphis that would have been there. But obviously, I'm very thankful, for what the franchise has done for me, not just now in recognition, but throughout the years that I was here, and now carry on into the next generation.
Obviously, you're a vet. You've been around this league for quite some time. Was there any kind of nervous energy for you being out there? Any kind of memories that flowed back that kind of had to put yourself in a position to settle down before the ball was tipped?
Before the ball was tipped, maybe a little bit. It's just a little awkward being on a different locker room and warming up, kind of the opposite side and all that kind of stuff. Once the ball goes up, it just, game time is completely different. I just wish I hit it one of those threes that would have made it much, much better.
From a team standpoint, one final point for me, Mark. This is now back-to-back games on the road that you guys have found ways down the stretch, especially to close out and get the W. The other night in San Antonio, I think it was a 9-0 run. And today it was 13-2 over the final 4.5 minutes. What is it about you guys as a unit that you guys are finding in terms of execution, though it's early here in the season, in terms of closing out?
I think we're learning. We're learning each other. We're learning how to win as a team together, trying to help one another, be comfortable out there on both ends of the floor, communicating. It's all a process, obviously. We always say that, but it truly is a process of becoming a team. And when you have new guys going through the mistakes and how you approach them and how you fix them on the fly, not only how you're being helped, also how you take it as a guy that probably has made a mistake. And when it's a hustle thing and you don't have enough energy, somebody else comes to you or you bring the energy up for somebody else. That's all positive. And I think that, it's all a process. And in fact, you're always getting ready, for the bigger challenge when it comes down to the playoffs.
Mark, thank you.
Bill.
Hey, Mark. Good to see you. First of all, how's the eye? And then second of all, I'm wondering what it's like for you to be back in Memphis for 4 days, first time, and then presumably not be able to do any of the things that you would want to do your first time back.
Well, it's good. I mean, I got to check out my house and see how, all the smoke detectors were beeping. Had to kind of go in there and change the battery on those. But it's weird not seeing, the people that meant so much to me during those years. I can see, you can't meet them and you have to be responsible. So that's a little challenging because you don't know what other people are doing. So You know, just part of the business. You have to be responsible. But, you know, it just, I think it's a little easier. It makes it a little less emotional when you don't have that, you know, all the people around you kind of going back so many years. I don't think it's the right timing for it now. So it's good, but I think, you know, it'll be better later on.
All right, that's Mark Gasol, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. He was with Ali Clifton right there. Lakers handle business against the Memphis Grizzlies, 108-94. There are a lot of guys that I do want to talk about in the postgame show, individual performances. Like I mentioned, some of the Lakers' defense, and I want to emphasize this throughout the show. These last couple of games for the Lakers, they're finding ways to win. They're not pretty. But this is part of the 72-game grind this season when you're a team coming off an NBA championship, expected to win back-to-back this year. There's going to be certain games you're getting up for and other games that you're kind of just going through the motions. And I think tonight is a good example of a game that I felt like the Lakers were going through the motions, and we're probably going to have more of these. As long as the Lakers end up working on their timing, working on, you know, obviously what they do best or what this team's going to look like in the next 30, 60, 90 days, as long as you're accomplishing some of that. I mean, Coach has said that this training camp and preseason was probably going to leak into the regular season, that the guys still need time to figure things out. You got four new players, Wesley Matthews, Marc Gasol, Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, all part of the roster. You lost a lot of veterans, Danny Green, Avery Bradley. Go down the list, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo, Dwight Howard. So things aren't just going to pick up right out the gate for the Lakers, and I think so far to be 5-2, it's a good position for the Lakers to be in, but still, obviously, a ton of work to be done as this season progresses. When we come back, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, the Lakers over the Memphis Grizzlies 108-94. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza at Lakers postgame show on Radio Disney, 1110 a.m.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Comes Memphis with the ball. Jones dribbles to the inside and now throws it down low. Valanciunas has got it. Blocked from behind by Kuzma. Beautiful block by Kuz. Ball picked up by Anthony Davis, who gives it to LeBron. LeBron into the front court. LeBron up the right side. LeBron spins on Dylan Brooks. Whips it to an open Kuzma in the corner. Three-pointer by Kuz is perfect. And the Lakers lead 11-2.
Defense to offense for Kyle Kuzma. Lakers, by the way, defensively, I've mentioned this, I'm going to mention it again, give up 18 points in the second quarter, 21 points in the third quarter, and 19 points in the fourth quarter. So in the final three quarters, Lakers give up 58 points. They only give up 40 points in the second half. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. By the way, just to stay on the defensive side for a quick second, 9 steals for the Lakers, 5 block shots for the Lakers. So that's what you want to see on defense, and the Lakers taking advantage of the competition tonight. All right, let me throw out the phone number here real quick. Already gone 15 minutes here. I haven't even encouraged Laker fans to call in. 877-710-ESPN. We appreciate you guys tuning in to Radio Disney Country here, 1110 a.m. We are carrying the postgame show, the entire broadcast today, as the Rams and the Seahawks were on 710. So 877-710-ESPN. If you want to be a part of the show, Lakers over the Grizz 108-94. Let's now go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on the Lakers' 14-point victory.
Hey, Frank, just given the challenges of this season, in tonight you don't have KCP or Caruso. How important is it to have a bench that can come in and change the game energy-wise, which seemed to happen in this one?
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about our team is our depth and our ability to handle, you know, a couple guys being out in particular at the same position, defensive same position anyway, to get, you know, our chasers. But, you know, those guys played well. Wes, Talon, Trez, and Keith, you know, really gave us a lift off the bench and, you know, big part of the victory.
Just specifically with Montrez, Frank, what did you see from him tonight?
Energy. You know, I mean, he just you have to honor everything he does on the offensive end, whether he's ducking in or rolling to the basket. He's really picked up his offensive rebounding, you know, from early in the season. And, you know, obviously gives great defensive, you know, determination and fight as well with his communication. And, you know, I thought he did a great job not only rebounding the ball defensively, but boxing out. You know what I mean? And this is a selfless thing to give yourself up, to get your body into a bigger guy like Valanciunas and let some of the guards, or you saw Braun with 13 defensive rebounds, you know, let some of the guards come back and rebound while he's doing the dirty work underneath and wiping the crashers off the glass. It doesn't show up on the box score, but really did a great job with that.
And Frank, not the first time that we've seen LeBron take over in a fourth quarter. I just wonder your perspective on the sideline when you're seeing him do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him a blow so he doesn't play the whole fourth quarter and he keeps making big plays. It's tough to take him out. So, you know, we were able to find a spot, you know, to get him a rest so we don't overdo it in the fourth. But he was terrific. You know what I mean? He knew what he wanted to go to in terms of the action that he wanted to exploit in their defense. And, you know, we kept putting him in that action and he delivered, you know, big shots, big plays with the pass, and, you know, obviously, you know, brought us home offensively during that, you know, that fourth quarter.
Dave? Frank, last game we were asking you about Anthony being a 6'11 guy who's shooting threes off the bounce. Today, I think it's a 6-point game. He does a high screen for LeBron. LeBron sits with a pocket pass, and he's shooting a floater. Can you just speak about the variety of his skill set, and in particular a floater from a 6'11 guy?
Yeah, I mean, he can shoot, he can do it all. Anthony's shot making is what makes him a top five player in this league, you know. And whether it's in the low post with all his footwork moves, his ability to jab and shoot over guys, his hooks around the basket, his ability to finish around the basket on rolls and offensive rebounds, and the three ball, and you saw tonight the floater. So you know, he really can do it all.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, there was a sequence, I think, where Memphis had three guys kind of crashing the offensive rebound. It was a loose ball, and LeBron was the guy that was fastest to it, took you guys the other way and got you out in transition. You talked before the game. I mean, like, this isn't a guy you can hold back because of his competitiveness. Like, if he's on the court, he's going to go. What have you thought of his effort levels and knowing kind of his short off season, just seeing that competitiveness sort of just take over and kind of push him in nights like tonight?
No, I love it. You know, I mean, we'll manage, you know, his minutes and all that stuff in a responsible way. But when he's out on the floor, like, that's who he is. You know, he's as competitive as anybody in the league. And, you know, like I said, 13 defensive rebounds, that's hard to do when you're not a center. You know, I mean, that's just competitive spirit, wanting to win and, you know, being determined, you know, and obviously he carried a big offensive scoring load. But what he did, like you said, in those stretches defensively, we held these guys to 40 points in the second half, you know, after 36 in the first quarter. So really did it on both ends of the floor.
Is Frank, is 32 minutes kind of the target, the rough target for him on a nightly basis? It seemed like that you guys have been around that a lot.
Be responsible. That's the only target. Just try to be responsible with it.
Kyle?
I'm sure you're going to want to look at film for this, but you mentioned, you know, KCP, Alex being out at the same position defensively. Do you feel like that had a lot to do with how you guys were rotating in the first half and getting behind initially?
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, I think the speed that those two guys bring to the table and the connectivity, you know, there's a lot of scrambling and rotating and working off the next man that, you know, I think, you know, those two guys have spent a lot of time together over the last few years, but also with our group last year, you know, that it's just a, you know, a little bit slow with some of the reads, you know, when you're rotating in a defense like that. So we did lack some of that early on, but you know, our guys are vets and they're pros, and you know, I thought they did a good job figuring out a game. You know, after we've seen this with our group several times last year, even a couple times this year, you know, where you know, it takes the first quarter to sort of figure out, you know, what the other team's attack is going to look like, and what we have to do to adjust in game, you know, to get them under control. And you know, you see second quarter 18 points, third quarter 21 points, fourth quarter 19. After a 36 point first quarter, that's what we're looking for. That's figuring out opponent, making the in game adjustments, and doing what's necessary to get a win.
Last question, Jovan.
Hey, Frank. With Alex and KCP out the last couple of games, Talen has played consecutive season-high, you know, minute totals. I'm curious what you've thought of his performance as he started to play more.
Yeah, he's carrying a much bigger load, obviously, than he was early in the season. And you know, we haven't had a lot of practice time. So, you know, all of our guys are struggling to get their legs really under them. You know, Talen had some really good bursts. You know, he's still a young player, and you know, had some coverages that, you know, that he missed early in the game that, like the rest of the group, he figured out and got better as the game went along. But you know, we just love what that young man brings to the table in terms of his two-way productivity. So got to the rim a few times tonight. He knocked down a three. So you know, he brings a lot to the table.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. A couple things stuck out. One of the main things is he thought, you know, from looking at the game as a whole, the mere fact that you had Montrezl Harrell give you 16, Wesley Matthews give you 14, the Talen Horton-Tucker who gave you 7, obviously that's a great contribution from the Lakers bench. Total for the Lakers, 40 points came off the bench, and Montrezl certainly led the way with that. But Talen Horton-Tucker ended up, like I mentioned, the 7 points, but also had 6 rebounds, Montrezl Harrell and Wesley Matthews with 2 steals each. When we come back, let's spend a little time talking about LeBron James and Anthony Davis's performance. Plus, we'll hear from Wesley Matthews. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on Radio Disney Country, 11:10 a.m.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
108-94 Lakers over the Memphis Grizzlies, now 5-2 on the season. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct, high-quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. So Lakers win the game. They did lose the points in the paint battle, 52-48, the Grizzlies with a 4-point advantage on that front. But overall for the Lakers, the last three quarters, specifically in the second half, Lakers make it happen, 108-94, the final score. So you got to feel good about the Lakers' 5-2 start. I want to spend a little bit of time here on AD and LeBron James. You know, so many times I come into these post-game shows and I try as best as I can to talk about some of the other players because it, you know, whenever you get Montrezl go 16-9 tonight, you want to talk about that. You want to talk about what Montrezl did and the energy that he gave off the bench. Or if Wesley Matthews goes 5-7 from the field and hits 4 3-pointers, you want to highlight what a great game that was for Wesley Matthews with the Lakers without Alex Caruso and KCP. You know, they certainly need another guard to step up. But LeBron and Anthony Davis, I'll start off with LBJ. 22 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal. LeBron had a triple-double on New Year's Day, so a couple nights ago when the Lakers played the San Antonio Spurs. And then he follows it up with another 22, 13, and 8 night along with a steal. He's just looked – I mean, I don't know how really how to describe LeBron James anymore. I've said it many times. He's the best player in the world. Just turned 36 years old a few days ago. LBJ is doing what LeBron James does, and you know, as much as I want to say, well, it's no surprise or it's no shock, I also want to give him his credit because without LeBron James, you know, night in and night out, as great as Anthony Davis is, just think about this for a quick second. As great as Anthony Davis is, and as much as we talk about AD being one of the best players in the world, this team goes with LBJ. If LeBron's got it going, which he typically does, if LeBron is dishing out 10 dimes a game, which he typically does, and he does everything else, it just, you know, we take it for granted. And this is another one of those nights where, you know, LeBron has started out. Last four games, LeBron, 26 points, 9.5 rebounds, 8 assists, shooting 48% from the field. So if that's not still the best player in the world, I don't know who you guys want me to argue is the best player in the world. Anthony Davis tonight struggled, 6 of 15 from the field, only 17 points. But this is what I love about Anthony Davis. This is one thing that you do not have to question ever about AD. Even if he has a night where he's not shooting well, is he still impacting the game? So 17 points, 6 of 15 from the field, but he ends up with 9 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 block shots. Three steals and three block shots. You know, that shows you that's a player that understands no matter what I do offensively, and typically, you know, he's going to have great offensive nights. I mean, hell, the last game he had 34 points, went 13 to 26 from the field, shot 6 3-pointers, hit 4 of them. You know, Michael and I were talking about it in the pregame show. But defensively, he still delivered for the Lakers, and they needed it. They really did. In a game where it was so easy to kind of walk into a game against the Memphis Grizzlies, there aren't that many storylines. It's not that exciting of a matchup. No Ja Morant, no Jaren Jackson Jr. There's a bunch of no Justice Winslow. A lot of good players that typically make up the storyline are not playing for Memphis. AD delivered on the defensive side, 3 steals and 3 block shots. I do want to hear from Wesley Matthews because 2 of the last 3 games, Wesley Matthews has done a fantastic job for the Lakers. If you remember that game against the San Antonio Spurs a couple nights ago, he had 18 points, hit 6 3-pointers. Last game was 0-for-2, didn't really, you know, do all that much. But then tonight comes through again, 5-of-7 from the field, 4-of-6 from the three-point line. So it looks like his confidence is growing. Wesley Matthews, 14 points and 2 steals. Here's Wes Matthews following the 14-point win.
Obviously, you speak to that defense. I was just talking to Mark about it because it's now back-to-back games where you guys found your way to close things out on the defensive end of the floor. How would you describe where you guys are as a team right now, as that was a big part of the Laker identity last season and it looks to be again this season?
Right. It's still a work in progress. I mean, we're not mm-hmm. completely where we want to be and where we need to be in order to get to where we want to get to. But, I mean, that's expected for the most part. I mean, it's not something that we're content with by any means. So we're realistic with the situation, but at the same time, knowing that we got to get better. And everybody's working on it. We're staying diligent in the film. Obviously, guys that have been here in the system last year are helping new guys like myself. And, you know, it's kind of on-the-job training when we're out there. And so we're just trying to make the most of every situation. And we're thankful that we can come away with wins while doing it.
One final point for me, because I think we've seen it a lot this season. It's been a lot of fun to watch. But, of course, you saw the way you guys started the game and then Memphis had that run to close out the first quarter. It was THT. It was you. It was Trez. Keith put in a positive 10 off the bench as well. Is there an identity you guys are forming in that second unit in regards to what you guys want to live up to and be responsible for this team?
I mean, our job coming off the bench is to either extend the lead or cut into the deficit. You know, that's always been my mentality on every team that I've been on. Obviously, coming off the bench is something that's new within the last this season for me. But that's always been the identity of every great team is when you go to the bench, you don't lose anything. You know, you got to provide a spark. You got to be able to do something that either, like I said, either extends the lead or cuts into it. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things, a lot of guys that can impact the game in different ways. And just going to continue to take time, continue to take games like this, road trips. Tough, you know, you got to be able to win every kind of way.
Thanks, Wes.
Brad?
What's up, Wes?
What's going on?
Hey, man, when you're playing with AD, LeBron, Mark, and Dennis, are you trying to react to what they're doing? Are you just trying to find your favorite spot and then wait for them to find you?
I mean, well, when you're playing with with anybody, really, your job is to keep the floor as balanced and spaced as much as possible. Obviously, those guys are going to have the ball in their hands way more than I am. So my job is to make sure I space the floor correctly, but then find windows, find pockets. You know, obviously they're going to draw a lot of attention, and we got to make them play honest. You know? So, you know, if you double team or your head's turned, you know, I'm going to cut, I'm going to move, you know, I'm rarely going to be in the same spot. And that's just how basketball has to be played. You know, last time I think the offense ran through me was my high school, my senior year. So I played off the ball a good deal in my basketball career. So it's not really anything new for me.
All right, there it is. That's Wesley Matthews right there. Solid performance from Wes Matthews. Good to see him start hitting some of his jumpers here. Certainly had a big part to do with the Lakers' win over the Memphis Grizzlies, 108-94, the final score. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the NBA scores around the league, take a quick glance at the standings, where the Lakers stand in the Western Conference, and then we'll hear from LeBron James. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on Radio Disney Country, 11:10 a.m. 5-2 Los Angeles Lakers. Grizzlies drop to 2-4. Another matchup between the Grizzlies coming up. How odd is that? You play two road games against the same team. Another one coming up against the Memphis Grizzlies this Tuesday. By the way, as we just kind of promote that real quick. Tip-off will be at 5 o'clock, so pregame show with myself and MT starts at 3:30. Obviously, everybody's back in tomorrow as well, so you could start tuning in to 710 ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis starting at 5 a.m. in the morning. Lakers over the Grizz, 108-94. I'm going to go through a couple quick scores here around the NBA, and then we'll take a listen to LeBron James. The big game, I thought, for tonight, the Clippers are 4-2 on the season, Phoenix 5-1. They're playing in Phoenix. Clippers just starting the third quarter with a 20-point lead over the Phoenix Suns, 64-44. Blazers and the Warriors are playing in the second quarter. It's 40-39. Boston already won earlier today. The Wizards picked up their second win, beating Brooklyn 123-122. Brooklyn is now 3-4 on the season. Nuggets, who have struggled this year, are now 2-4. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-109. And the Jazz are now 4-2. They beat the San Antonio Spurs 130-109. So, looking at the standings right now, Lakers 5-2. If Phoenix loses, which it looks like they're going to lose to the Clippers, that means the Suns, the Lakers, and the Clippers will all be atop the Western Conference at 5-2. Yes, it is very early in the season, but I still am pointing that out as we kind of look ahead and see how the Lakers are shaping up in the Western Conference. All right, LBJ, almost another triple-double for him tonight. 22 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal. Ended up 9-16 from the field. 32 minutes. Just an amazing, amazing basketball player. One of the greatest to ever do it. Four-time champion. And LeBron continuing to do it in his 18th year in the league. Here's LBJ on the Lakers 108-94 win over the Memphis Grizzlies.
Hey, LeBron, I want to start by asking what you saw out of a couple of your new teammates, Wes Matthews and Montrezl Harrell, and the lift that they gave you off the bench today.
Huge for us. I mean, obviously, their energy is infectious. So, you know, them coming off the bench with that energy and that effort just translate to the rest of us. Trez is very active, you know, not only with the scoring, but his offensive rebound and his defensive approach as well. You know, giving up size and giving up pounds to Valanciunas, but I thought he handled his own and did a hell of a job. And same with Wes, you know, Wes coming in and just giving that defensive presence, that energy, and also knocking down a couple shots. That was a big time for our team.
I asked Frank what he saw from you as you kind of took the fourth quarter over. Of course, not the first time that we've seen that. He said there was a particular action that you were trying to get to that seemed like it was working well. What was your diagnosis there, and how did that play out in the fourth?
Well, we were doing a lot of jostling with Memphis tonight, and just going back and forth, and you know, 2-point lead here, or they're taking 1-point lead, or we're taking 1-point lead. So, you know, started the fourth, want to try to implement myself with my scoring a little bit more, you know, get a little bit more in attack mode, and see if I can kind of open the game up, and we were able to do that.
Dan Morkey.
Hey, LeBron. You guys have won these last two games. Obviously, there's been good offense, but defensively, really, in a lot of different ways. What was the big key in the last three quarters tonight defensively? And do you like to see kind of that this group can win by outscoring teams or this way too?
Yeah, we got to have the ability to be able to do win in all facets. Sometimes it's going to be outscoring teams. But for the majority, we want to win games by defending. When we defend, we rebound, we're able to get on a run and get in early transition and either get fast break points, we're able to get into our, you know, our early actions, give ourselves a lot of time on the offensive end. So, you know, tonight was one of those instances after the first quarter where they had, I believe, 36 points or whatever the case may be. After that, they had 58 for the rest of the game. I think 56 or 58, but, you know, it's just show what we're capable of. And we want to continue that going forward.
Dave?
LeBron, homecoming games, for lack of a better term, are such a big part of the NBA experience. You had one of the more remarkable ones when you first went back to Cleveland. Last year, you guys had that battle in New Orleans, making a comeback in AD's return. Can you comment or remark on the experience for Marc Gasol going back to Memphis for the first time in, you know, what is such a different season?
You know, I just hope that, you know, when we get our fans back, that Marc can get another one, you know, because he deserves it. What he did for this franchise over the course of those years, you know, it was just it was hell coming here playing him. You know, playing Marc and Z-Bo and T.A. You know, and you know the rest of that group, man. Throughout those years, you know, it was going to be a grind, as they would call it, the grindhouse. You know, so you know, I truly hope that they re-show that video again when they get their fans back in here, because not only what he was able to do on the floor, he just meant so much off the floor as well. I mean, the guy actually, you know, he even went to high school here for 2 years when Powell was playing in Memphis. So, you know, he's been a part of his community for a long time.
All right, a couple more. Bill Orme.
Hey, LeBron. Coming into this season, there was a line of thinking externally that you would ease into the season, or you would pace yourself due to the nature of the season. And like with most things, when people say this is what LeBron should do or this is what LeBron's going to do, it so far doesn't seem to be the case. But are there ways in which you have paced yourself this season or are pacing yourself right now, or do you just reject that line of thinking?
Nah, you know, I continue to take care of my body and take care of my mind to be able to endure whatever the case may be. And obviously the short layoff, you know, the 71 days between, you know, us finishing and having to get back re-going, it definitely put a monkey wrench into my usual regimen of rest in my body and then getting back and going full, you know, hardcore on my training. I didn't really have that opportunity to kind of shut down my body and then go and revamp my body and get ready for the season. It just wasn't enough time. So, you know, being able to, you know, it's a fine line now where how much we push, you know, how much rest, you know, and also stay in good rhythm, you know, because we have built, myself and our team, we built so much great rhythm in the bubble that, you know, want to try to continue that as much as we can. So, you know, for me, it's always about just having my mind and my body fresh. And if my mind is sharp, then I can go out and do whatever I need to do on the floor, you know, and if it's not, then it hurts not only myself, but it hurts our team. So, you know, that's the most important for me.
Last question, Kyle Goon.
LeBron, I guess there were a couple fans in San Antonio and then maybe more fans tonight. Does that register? What's sort of the gradient of having, I don't know, what, more than 1,000 fans versus having a full?
Well, I mean, it's a great feeling, to be honest, just to have anyone in the stands. You know, it feels like it's been so long. You know, since we had that, and it's been since March of 2020, since we, you know, I think that last game at Staples when we played Brooklyn was the last time we had fans. So, you know, to be able to you know, come into an arena and just see a sprinkle or a dab of, you know, fans here, you know, in the lower bowl or, you know, the mid bowl all the way to the upper bowl, seeing a few of them sitting, you know, I guess off side of court side, it's a beautiful feeling, and I hope, you know, we can continue to build that and continue to even get back at some point where, you know, we're packing the stadiums again. So, obviously, health comes first. Continue to follow the protocols and, continue to be safe with everyone's family and things of that nature. But, you know, sport is not sport without fans, you know, and without the, you know, the yelling and the screaming and the support and all those things that go with it. So, you know, very hopeful of that someday again.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. Lakers handle the Memphis Grizzlies. We appreciate you guys tuning in here at Radio Disney Country, 11:10 a.m. 108-94, the final score. So Lakers now 5-2 on the season. I've talked about the schedule and how much they just have in front of them this opportunity to really take advantage. I got to imagine there's enough vets on this Lakers team, very similar to last season as well. But the vets, I'm obviously referring to LeBron, Marc Gasol, been in this league for a long time, Markieff Morris, Jared Dudley, go down the list, Wesley Matthews, guys that have been in this league for a long time that are reminding all these Lakers players, okay, these games don't have to be perfect, but find a way when it's all said and done to come out with a win. Find a way to handle business and to make sure you take care of teams like the Memphis Grizzlies. You did it tonight. You took care of the San Antonio Spurs. You're 3-0 on the road so far. You got one more road game against the Memphis Grizzlies before you come back to Staples Center to take on the San Antonio Spurs, who you're already 2-0 against, and the Chicago Bulls. And if you look at the standings, I don't know off the top of my head where the Bulls are in the Eastern Conference, how many wins they have. They're 2-4. So it's not like, you know, don't play down to your competition. As best as you can, do not play down to your competition. And I think where the Lakers are right now, to be sitting at 5-2, you got to feel good that it's not perfect basketball. They certainly got a lot of room to improve, but they are taking care of business, and that's where we sit right now. By the way, quick reminder, Lakers talk tomorrow at 7 to 9 p.m., so please feel free to tune in for that. We'll obviously spend 2 hours talking Lakers basketball. Lakers next game this Tuesday, Game 2 versus the Grizzlies. Pre-game show starts at 3:30 with tip-off set for 5 p.m. We appreciate you tuning into the show. This has been the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on Radio Disney Country, 11:10 a.m.